wonderful.
What is the earliest memory?
A balcony off the second floor apartment. I was maybe two and a half years old. And my father used to throw pennies onto the balcony. And when I finally realized that pennies were money, I tried to crawl out on the balcony. And it caused quite a problem with my mother. She didn't think it was safe for me to do that. So I never got the pennies. And when we moved, I'm sure they still stayed there.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What was it like?
Well, I was born and raised here in San Diego. And we moved to Chula Vista, which was a very small town then. It was like 16,000 people. My family is Catholic, and a Catholic education was very important. So in the morning, my father would take us, I have a brother and a sister, would take us to school, and in the afternoon, we could either walk home or wait to ride home with him. And we wore uniforms, and this was in the 50s, and so sometimes kids who weren't Catholic would throw stones or... There used to be tomato fields and lemon orchards, and we'd get things thrown there. It's not very often, but I do remember that.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Most difficult. I grew up thinking I was going to be a teacher, and I wanted to teach what we used to call civics. You might know it as government. It was in the high school. And when I got my undergraduate degree, it was in English literature and political science. Well, there were too many men who had political science degrees, and so I had to teach English. Now, I loved English, and I loved teaching, but I really wanted to teach government. And so I decided, I went in and talked to my boss, the principal, and he said, Sharon, I need you to teach English. You can teach political science during summer school. Well, I didn't want to teach summer school. So I decided I was going to leave teaching, and that was a very difficult decision.
I have a question. Have you ever been, like, this is not on the paper, but I just want to ask it. Have you ever been, like, someone tried to murder you or someone tried to kidnap you, anything?
No. When I was growing up, it was an entirely different world. If I walked home from school, as I said, it was about 2 miles. If I got scared or I got thirsty or I had to go to the bathroom, I could stop. Almost every house had somebody home, a mother, and they would let you in and use the bathroom or whatever. My nieces lived about half a mile from where I lived before I moved here, and they had a fenced front yard, half fence, and my niece would not let her kids play in the front yard without supervision, and I thought how sad that was. My growing up, as I said, nothing but, I mean, you know, I had my ups and downs, but really, overall, very good memories.
G54. Can you already ask that? Did you ever get in trouble? What was the worst thing you did?
In trouble? For heaven's sake. I guess the worst thing I did, I went to a Catholic high school, and two of my Catholic girls' high school. Two of the girls in my class had taken off with their boyfriends on a Sunday, and they went up to Alpine. And it, do you know where Alpine is?
Yeah.
Okay. It snowed, and they got snowed in, and they stayed overnight, these girls with their boyfriends. The next day, the principal of my school took the entire freshman class into the auditorium and gave us a lecture on the evils of dating and staying with your boyfriends. And I was so angry. I hadn't done it. Why did I have to sit for an hour and be lectured? So I went home, and being 15, I was very dramatic, and I told my parents, I'm not going back to that school. If you make me go back, you're going to have to lock me to my desk and then come and get me at the end of the period and take me to my next class. I think I was a little dramatic. And so my parents said, okay, Hilltop High School, the best high school in the Sweetwater District. No argument about that. Had just opened up. And so my parents said I could go to Hilltop High School, but I had to get straight A's because people believed that public school was easier than Catholic school. So I was able to do it. I got straight A. Well, no. I would always get a B in math or science, usually at the quarter, but then by the semester when the grades counted, I got an A, usually an A minus, maybe the lowest A minus ever given, but it was fun.
What year were you born?
I was born in 1944.
What Catholic high school do you go to? Just
it's not there any longer. It was Cathedral Girls' School in downtown San Diego.
Oh, I know Cathedral now. It's over there. Yeah. My sister.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence in your life?
My mother, but in a funny way. My mother was born in 1925. She believed that men should be dominant, that you should listen to them, that you shouldn't go against them. And I said, that's not how I'm going to live my life. So, pardon? Oh, did you? So that was my mother, who was very important. Huh. I think it would be difficult. Well, the person who I told you I wanted to teach civics or government, and I couldn't because I had an English degree. Well, a person that I had met who was serving on the County Board of Supervisors came and said, Sharon, take a leave of absence for a year and come work for me. And then you'll have a public administration degree and you'll have actual experience so that they'll let you teach government instead of just English. So I wound up staying with him for 2 years, but when I went back to the district, they gave me English and reading as an assignment. So I said, oh, no, never mind. I'm not coming back. So that was important. That made a big change in my life.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
Now, why would you assume I did something dumb?
I don't know. It's just like...
It's just there. What is the dumbest thing I've ever done?
I
bless
came
you.
From a
thank you.
Not a poor family, but a lower middle class family. And I was too scared, too insecure to think that I could go away to college. So I stayed here and went to San Diego State University. And my friends who went away to college, living in dorms, had a very different experience with college. I went to my classes. I had to work, so I went to school Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I worked all day Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I just don't have any, I don't have any friends that I kept from college, and I have excellent education, but I don't have a lot of memories that keep me close like an alumna should.
When did you come to
live here? 1950. I was born at Naval Hospital in 1944, and we moved to Chula Vista in 1950. Do you know where Hilltop High School is?
Yeah.
We moved very close to Hilltop High School, the end of Chula Vista at the time. Can you imagine? There was nothing east of where I grew up.
I have a question. Have anyone like treated you like not respected you or treated you differently because of the color of your skin or because you're a girl or anything?
I did have an experience. It had to do with being a female, but also with not being an engineer. When my boss, who was an elected official, lost his job, the man who ran the engineering department for the County of San Diego came and said, "Sharon, I want you to come work for me." And I said to him, "I'm an English teacher, a political aide. Why do you think you need me?" And he said, "I have the best engineers in the world, but they can't speak English and they can't write English well. I want you to come and help with the writing and with the public speaking." And we would go out to citizens groups. And so that's made a big change in my life.
How would you describe yourself to someone else who has never met you?
You can count on me. If I say I'm going to do something, I will do it. I'm not afraid of failing at something. It's more important to me to try.
Tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up?
Well, my father did not have a high school education. He dropped out of school, enlisted in the Marine Corps, came to San Diego. My mother was born in Yuma, Arizona, but her family moved to San Diego in the late 30s. And I was raised in a very traditional family, as I said. My mother believed that man was the decision maker. He had to be listened to. My father had been an orphan. And so having a mother was so important to him that the worst trouble we could ever get in was if we sassed my mother. We did something mother didn't like and she ratted on us to my dad. We were in trouble.
So I decided I would never be that kind of a woman. And I haven't been.
How was back then like how was like people dressed, how was like the cars, how was like the lifestyle?
Well, most women did not work outside the home. And
how was racism? Like
it's difficult for me to respond to that because I went to St. Rose and there was one African American girl who called herself Puerto Rican and there was one Chinese girl and one Mexican girl. So with 50 kids in one classroom, 46 of us were just like me, white from families that held a Catholic education very dear and made sacrifices.
Same as my parents.
It sounds like so little money now, but it was $15 for me to go to school, and then it became $25 when my brother and my sister
came. Each day or like?
Each month, only $15, then $25. But remember, it was in the 50s, not 2020.
No, it's because, like, you know how much St. Rose is now? I think it's, like, it's because I think it's, like, around $9,000 a year.
Okay, the last time I checked, I found out it was $6,000.
And
it is? I was, no, oh, that,
right.
was a while
that was the
ago.
Highest. I think it was around 7,000, 8,000,
yeah.
Somewhere around there, because I think St. Pius was around, I don't remember, to be honest.
Yes, I was astounded because I wanted to give a scholarship. And when I found out what I committed to, I said, oh, you are getting a good education. My sister-in-law taught at St. Louis for years.
And Mrs. Alkali, she's your, what is she?
She's my niece.
She's your niece.
Mm-hmm.
Can I add on to your questions? So if you can compare the times from then to now, what would you say, how different it is, or like your input on it, if you feel as if it's better or has gotten worse?
Well, there are, of course, things that are better. Women are not second-class citizens, for example. But there are other things that aren't so good. Like, I had a strong family background. My parents married, they stayed married, they died in old age, having been together over 60 years. And I went to talk to a class once, a neighbor's daughter had to bring somebody to school to talk about what their job was, and she didn't have anybody who worked outside the home in her family, so she asked me to go up there. And I stood there and I looked at that class, and the things that I was so accustomed to saying, because I worked in public works, so I did a lot of things. So I started to say, for example, I was the county's trash queen. I managed the landfills for the county. So I was started to say, you know, when your dad takes out the trash. Well, not everybody has a dad at home. Not everybody's dad takes out the trash. And it really made me think about what I was saying. And that was such a difference. When I was growing up, as I said, you could count on a person, a woman being at home. And I don't think I have one friend whose father and mother divorced, but that was the only one.
So you would say it was rare back then for a couple months.
In lots of ways. Women have more choices, can do more things. I was raised by my parents to believe I could do anything I wanted to do, but not everyone was raised that way. And there were jobs that weren't open to women. I was the first female non-engineer to run the Department of Public Works when I was a deputy director. I was the first. That was in the early 80s. So, you know, it wasn't that long ago that women just didn't have those kinds of positions. Much better.
Do you know who Mrs. Dropp is?
I don't think so.
She was my teacher in Sarah Rosa.
No, I've gone to a couple of things at the school, but not enough that I'm familiar with the people.
I feel like I've seen, do you go to and visit the school sometimes?
I have.
Like, every year? I feel like I've seen you. I'm not sure.
Well, if you go to St. Rose to church, you've seen me.
Yeah, you okay?
But yes, I go, not as often now.
Yeah, but I feel like I've seen you walking around campus before.
Probably have. I used to go, I would help out with, Sister Jones,
There's no nuns there anymore.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
I used to help out in the thrift store.
The nurse is coming. She's going to take your vital signs.
And I used to go down and work at the bingo games. I really enjoyed my time at St. Rose, and I believe that you should give back.
Are you allergic to peanuts? But you're diabetic.
Should I
be eating cookies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah. What are your earliest memories of your... What are your happiest memories of your job?
My job? Being the first female non-engineer appointed to a management executive.
In the United States?
Oh, no, in San Diego. Only San Diego.
Did you ever get an award for that or something?
I got a Woman in Government Award. I got...
Okay, let's drink some water because you're dehydrated. Look at your skin sticking. Let's drink this, okay?
I was always a scholarship student. And I got a lot of opportunities that hadn't been, common for women to do, because I had men that I worked for who believed that it was what you could do, not whether you were a man or a woman. And he took a lot of disrespect. You know the word flack? He took a lot of flack because he had appointed a non-engineer and a woman to such a high-level position. Times changed.
When you were, 10, was Martin Luther King, was that going on when you were...
It had started. I was in high school by the time there
get you
was
some water,
a lot...
Okay?
The marches and the whole desegregation thing.
And did you see a lot of racism when you were 10 years old at that age and stuff?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. I'm sorry. Okay.
Hispanics were not known as Hispanics at the time. They were Mexican Americans, and they were treated like second class citizens. In all of my time at St. Rose, there was one Mexican and one black and one Asian.
Was that legal back in the day? Because I thought there would have to be black schools and then white schools.
It was still, it was never legal, but it wasn't.
It was a
stopped.
Private school.
It was a private school.
So they never were able to say anything, basically?
That's how I grew up. Now, historically, Hispanics have been Catholics. But then it cost extra money to go to a Catholic school. So there were probably a lot of things at play, but it was a very segregated... You made me remember something. We had...
Are you done?
In the eighth grade, we were allowed one boy and girl dance. Not in any other grades, but when we were close to graduating... And so I got asked by a couple of guys, and there was a girl who was African-American, and there was a boy who was Hispanic. So, and neither of them had dates to go. So I tried to put them together. And my parents had to sit me down and say, "You don't do that, Sharon. You don't put Mexican-Americans and colored people at the time together." So that was,
That's kind of surprising for me because I go to St. Rose, and then St. Rose, I think they about have like about 5 dances a year, and you have to have a date to the dance. Like, it's not your choice. I remember I used to have friends in 6th grade because it was 5th grade, and then they used to go to a restaurant and put cologne, deodorant, put mints, brush their teeth. Like, would he brush your hair, put some gel? I'll be looking at them like...
Well, in my freshman year, the reason that I got so mad was because these two girls were out with their boyfriends. And, I mean, that's how they, as I said, took the whole freshman class into the auditorium to give us a lecture on the evils of dating. And an entirely different world. I got in trouble. I got called into the principal's office. And at Cathedral Girls' School, the way that they called from the principal's office was on the intercom system. So it went all out over the school. Sharon Jasek is called into the principal's office. My parents had a guy that they really liked who went to St. Augustine's. And he,
St. Augustine?
Yes.
Oh, my sister, her date to homecoming was in St. Augustine, and I'm not actually going to St. Augustine.
Well, this friend of mine asked me to go to a dance. And the reason I was called into the office was that freshman girls were not supposed to date. That's how strict it was. We're talking 50 years ago.
It's not really like their decision to make someone date or not, like out of school.
No, but there was no such thing as out of school. I mean, if I didn't do anything, my brother would occasionally get in trouble. And before he left school, my mother, who was a homemaker, knew what had happened to him. Someone had called and said, "Do you know what Stan did?" I mean, it was just much closer. People were more involved in each other's lives. As I said, walking home, if I had to use the bathroom, I could knock on the door. Think about, "Oh, no, I can't let this person into my house." It was just a different world. We'll just do a regular
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Rudy asked that. I asked that. She already said that.
But I have another.
Let me pick it. He'll pick a different question.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a little. It's like 5 pages. Just saying, you're very easy to talk to.
Thank you.
Regular straight bingo.
But when you ask me to talk about myself, that's easy.
You're just like Arabella, very social.
Well, some of it is...
It's like 5 pages.
Being a teacher, you learn to talk with people and hopefully make them feel at ease. Some of it was being...
Do you want to throw that away?
Oh, I'm going to. No, I'm going to. I'll I'll make it look. Let's see. Do I have? I don't have a Kleenex. Next question.
Do you have any regrets?
As I said, I regret that I didn't take the opportunity to go away to college.
Oh.
My friends who went away have an entirely different relationship with their college. It's just a different world of going to school where you're on campus, you can do more things. I had to work, so as I said, I went to school Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then Tuesday and Thursday I worked. And Tuesdays were the days that the campus clubs met. School stopped at 11 o'clock and didn't resume until 1 or 1:30 so that people could go to club meetings, and I couldn't do any of that because I wasn't there on Tuesdays.
Like, is there any advice that you'll give to the people of the 20th century, like, from you, having so much wiseness inside you? Like, is there any advice you'd give to us?
I think education is the most important thing. I mean, a good moral upbringing is also important. I was privileged. My parents were married until one died. I was married until my husband died. My brother and sister-in-law are still married, and they've been married over 60 years. So it's just close relationships and good education make all the difference.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up right here.
Oh, yeah. Said that.
My whole life. One time I went, I took a job in Beverly Hills. And I went up there and I committed to stay for a month. And at the end of the month I said, what am I doing here? I really love Chula Vista. So I stayed a second month, but two things. Number one, I really missed being home. But number two, the man who had hired me, I was the first woman that he had hired in an executive position. And he thought women were for planning parties and shopping for his wife's Christmas gifts, and that's not what I schooled myself for. I schooled myself for a professional job, and we just agreed to say goodbye.
To be honest, if it was my picture, I would have stayed there.
Okay.
Have you ever, like, traveled a place and you, like, loved it and you'll never forget it in your entire life?
I have been to every continent in the world. I've been to the North Pole and the South Pole.
The North Pole? You can actually go there?
Well, in the vicinity. I've been to the Antarctic and the Arctic.
Yeah, but like there's planes there? People actually like live there?
Yes. I mean, not... There is literally a pole. And people don't live there. They live close, though.
Has anyone ever been to the pole, though? Has anyone ever, like, been to the pole?
Oh, sure. It's a big deal to go have your picture taken with the pole. Literally the pole that says North Pole and the one that says the South Pole. I've been to Auschwitz. I've been to Russia. I've been to China. I've
What's one thing you like the most, like, part you enjoyed and you like the best part ever?
I love the city of London.
Oh, I really want to go.
I feel I've always felt safe there.
That's basically the opposite now.
It probably is, but when I first started going there, I'd go to a play. And I'd walk home at 11:30 at night.
You used to live in London?
No, I haven't been in quite a while now.
You visited there, or did you live there for a year?
No, I never lived there. I was there, you know, longest maybe 2 weeks.
What?
Why would you?
Some Jesus people safe. Just earn it.
Yeah, how about I just stay right here?
That would be nice. Yeah. You're having a good time.
Good.
They care about me.
Good.
did you have any kids?
No, we chose not to have children.
Did you have a husband?
I have a husband. I was married for over 41 years. My husband and I both had very demanding careers, and we were very active in Democratic and local children's politics. And we were really busy, and we talked about children. He wanted children, a child, and then later he said he wanted two. And I said, fine, I will have the children, obviously. You can't do it. But I'm not going to be. I worked in Green Mesa. He worked in Chula Vista, and I said, if the kids get sick and have to be picked up and brought home, or they have a doctor's appointment, you're the one who's going to do it. I'm not going to come all the way from Kearny Mesa to Chula Vista when you're right there. And then we did something else. My brother was a Marine, and he was gone for 13 months overseas in Vietnam. So to give my sister-in-law a break, I would pick up my two nieces on Friday afternoon after I finished work, and I would keep them till Sunday. And then we would all have dinner together as a family, and my sister-in-law would take the girls home to give her a break from the kids. And one time I had a babysitter, but the babysitter had to leave at 11:30. And we were having a great time at a party at the Hotel Del. So I said, I don't know how I got him to do it.
Hotel Del Coronado?
Yes, we were at a party. And so I don't know how I got him to do it, but I said, Doug, you've got to go home and stay with the kids. And he decided, you know, kids get in the way of fun. So he agreed. He didn't want children. I'm very close to my nieces. I love them, but I just didn't think I would be a good parent.
So you don't think you would change that? Would you change anything about that? Would you actually, if you could, have kids?
No.
You don't like us?
Oh, I like you. But I like you when I can say goodbye and send you home. It's a very serious thing to have children.
Don't worry, I only have 2 minutes.
Okay. No, it is very serious. And if you value your career, as some parents do, more than the children suffer for it. I did not want that.
You asked like two questions and I just said like
this. Did you enjoy school?
I loved school. I went to school. I love California. It's the greatest place to go to school. Higher education is so accessible and so affordable. So I have two undergraduate degrees. I have a BA in English and a BS in political science. I have two master's degrees, a master's degree in public administration and a master's degree in education. And if at the time I was going to school, they had a doctorate program at San Diego State, I would have gone for a doctorate. I love school. So. It also helped me. I was very good at it. Let me go get you some
of that information, okay? Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay,
so thank you so much.
Here's the trash.
Talking about yourself. I just came here in January. I was living. I will have. But I've been here for Easter. I've been here for 4th of July. They're very good about having events for the residents. And if you
like
it, I really do like it. I had fallen and I was in the hospital and I couldn't go straight home. So my sister knew somebody who had been here. So,
should I just sit with you guys?
When in life have you most felt alone?
Pardon?
When in life have you most felt alone?
I'm blessed with a family that is very close. Even though my mother was an only child, my father was an orphan, he had a brother and three sisters. And so I was raised with a lot of extended family. And I'm still, my brother and sister, a week doesn't go by, they don't come by and visit or pick me up to go and do something.
What's your name again?
Sharon, Sharon. So, my family just has always been there. My grandmother married a second time as an older woman, and we had a big reception, wedding and reception for her, because the first time she married a non-Catholic and married during Lent, so they had to get married in the rectory. So we had this big reception. And my family, I had a brother and a sister, and my mom and dad were alive then. So the five of us were doing all the plating and serving. And then I looked up, and five of my cousins were in the kitchen or on the floor helping us out. They just got, they saw that there was a need, and they came up and they started working. And we didn't ask them, didn't expect them, but that's the kind of family I've been blessed to have. And it's awfully important.
You want to go lay down?
What is your favorite movie and why?
Oh, I'm not much of a movie person. If,
show? Or plays? Judge Judy?
I like plays, but I, because I don't drive now, I don't go to very many of them. My sister and my brother will pick me up and take me. I guess The Wizard of Oz will always be my favorite movie. Terrified me when I first saw it. I was 5 years old and I ran screaming from the theater when the gargoyles started flying around, those creatures. Terrified me. Now it's my favorite.
Are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to your mind?
I was always academic. I was always going to go to college. But I got into, I had the same teacher for annual staff and for English. And we got into a fight. And so I ran to the nurse's office and I was crying. Well, she knew, this was on a Thursday, she knew on a Friday that there was this test, the Homemaker of the Year test. So she put me on the list to take the test so I would be out of school all morning long. And she knew by Monday when I went back, everything would be okay. And I won the Homemaker of the Year. I was so embarrassed. I wasn't a homemaker. I wasn't going to be. I'd never had home economics in school. and I had to go up in front of the entire student body and get that award. And my family teases me about it to this day.